Hello, this is
Hello.
Karen Lopez. Hello, this is Karen Lopez, and I'm calling from National Opinion Service. I am conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Can you please tell me,
About
does
what?
anyone in your home? I'm sorry?
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. Can you please tell me, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, an internet blog, or television? Okay, thank you.
No.
And does anyone in your household, you already answered. Yes, thank you. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yeah.
Thank you. Now, just to be sure we are representing everybody, can you please indicate your race?
African American.
Okay, thank you. Now, can you please tell me what is your age?
57.
Thank you so much for your answer. And even though it's still a long way off, what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? You are definitely vote.
I maybe.
Okay, thank you. And would you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections, less important,
no.
or about this? I'm sorry?
Less important.
Okay. And is that somewhat or much less important?
Much less.
Okay. Thank you. Now, what makes you feel that the upcoming elections are less important than usual?
They're not representing any valid points or agendas or anything like that.
No, I don't represent anybody.
I'm saying they're less important because they're not representing anything important.
Okay, thank
me.
You.
So, yeah.
I just got confused. Thank you so much for clarifying that. Just let me type your answer, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you so much. And now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Thank you so much. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Kamala Harris is handling her job as vice president?
No opinion.
Okay. And thinking about how the economy is going, specifically for you and your family, would you say that your wages or salary is just keeping up with the cost of living, falling behind the cost of living, or rising to the point where you can't really get ahead?
Change ahead, the last one.
Okay. And now I'm going to give you a list of different policies, issues, and concerns that some people say are the most important to them when considering who to vote for in the upcoming election for Congress and President. For each one, I would like you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important a voting issue is for you. You can use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and a 0 if it isn't important at all. You may use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is making college more affordable and canceling student debt.
0.
0, okay. Then we have investing in childcare industry and keeping childcare centers open and more affordable for working parents.
5.
5, okay. Then we have strengthening border security to stop illegal immigrants from crossing.
0.
Okay. Then we have passing common sense gun reforms that help to keep guns out of the hands of people who shouldn't have them.
0. That's an impossible task.
Okay. Then we have stopping the censorship and whitewashing of the history of racism and slavery in public schools.
Zero. That's an impossible task.
Okay. Okay, got it. And then we have protecting Social Security and Medicare.
Five.
Okay. And the last one is investing in our nation's infrastructure by replacing lead service pipes, providing clean water, high-speed internet across every part of the country, and repairing and replacing old bridges and roadways.
Seven.
Okay, thank you so much for your answers. And now, thinking more broadly about the upcoming election, what do you think the election should be most about? You can choose up to two options. The choices are bringing in new leadership and making change with the first woman of color president, stopping our hard fought for rights and freedoms for being rolled back, tackling inflation and improving the economy, stopping reproductive rights and women's equality from being rolled back, combating the rights of white supremacy, discrimination, and racism, protecting and preserving our democracy and freedoms, or improving K-12 public schools and making college more affordable.
Can I pick no opinion?
Yes.
Okay, no opinion.
Okay. And now, can you please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold? You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion, you are not sure, or have never heard of a person or organization, you can select that option. The first one is the first one is Republicans in Congress.
Zero.
Zero. Then we have Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Zero.
Okay, thank you. The next one is Joe Biden.
Zero.
Okay, thank you. Then we have Jill Stein.
Who?
Jill Stein.
Zero.
Okay. The next one is Kamala Harris.
Zero.
Okay. The next one is Michelle Obama.
Zero.
Thank you. The next one is J.D. Vance.
Zero.
Thank you so much. And the last one is Donald Trump.
Zero.
Zero, okay. Thank you so much for your answer. And now, even though it's still a long way off, if the election for president were held today and the candidates were the independent Cornel West, the Republican Donald Trump, the Democrat Kamala Harris, the independent Jill Stein, and the independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., for whom would you vote? If you're undecided, you can indicate that as well.
Undecided.
Okay, thank you. And generally speaking, if the election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
Neither. Unfortunately, they need a third party.
Okay. Okay. And now, as you may have heard, President Biden has decided not to run for president in 2024 and has endorsed his vice president, Kamala Harris, to be the Democratic Party candidate for president. Now, can you please indicate whether you agree or disagree with a few statements that others have made about Kamala Harris becoming the Democratic Party's candidate for president? The first one says, I am excited to have the chance to vote for a black woman for president. You can choose between strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree.
I don't agree. So I'll say strongly disagree.
Okay. Then we have, even if Kamala Harris becomes president, nothing will really get better for most Black women in America.
There's no middle ground, huh? Somewhat disagree.
Okay. And the last one says, I am worried that Kamala Harris will be the victim of sexist attacks against her because she is a woman.
Somewhat disagree.
Okay, thank you. Now, I'm going to read you some issues and concerns that others have mentioned as important needs to be addressed in your community. For each one, please, you can choose who do you think will be better at handling this issue, Donald Trump or Kamala Harris. The first one is gender inequality and fighting the threats to policies that address it.
Neither,
okay. Then we have the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms.
Neither.
Okay. The next one is securing our borders.
Neither.
Okay. And the last one is we'll fight for people like you.
Neither.
Okay. Thank you so much for your answer. Now I'm going to read you some reasons that others have given for why it's important to turn out and vote in the 2024 elections. Can you please rate using a scale from 0 to 10? Again, where 10 means that it is a very convincing reason to vote, a 5 means it's a somewhat convincing reason, and a 0 means it is not at all convincing reason to vote in the 2024 presidential election. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one says, while corporations are ranking in record profits and raising their prices, too many Americans are struggling to get by. And instead of staying focused on stopping corporations from price gouging to bring down costs, too many elected leaders are working to protect the big corporate special interests who finance their campaigns. It's time we use our political power to demand that politicians trying to get our votes put forward a plan to stop price gouging and bring down the cost of everyday goods so that more working people can get ahead.
That's going to be, a negative? What was the one in the middle?
You can choose any number between 0 and 10. A 0 means it's not at all convincing. A 0 means that it is not at all convincing reason. A 5 means that it's a somewhat convincing reason, and a 10 means that it is a very convincing reason.
It'll be 0. That's not
okay.
Not the place of the politician to correct that.
Okay. Then we have, our country has gone through so much in the last few years. Our rights are being rolled back, racial discrimination and division is on the rise, and political violence is growing. We need a fresh start, a reset, a change from the same old leaders and old ideas and rhetoric. And for the first time in a long time, we have a chance for that. We can vote for change now.
5.
Okay. And the last one says, racism and white supremacy are on the rise in America and threaten our communities and the future of our children. It's threatening all the advancements our community has fought for so long. We can't stand by as they try to take us backwards. We must support candidates who will make fighting hate groups a top priority and who will work to protect voting rights and diversity policies that help us address the impact of racism in this country. It's our responsibility and our time to stand up, come together, and use our political power to protect our communities and future.
That's a 0. Racism is in the eye of the beholder.
Okay.
Something politicians can't control.
Okay, got it. Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you don't, but let me ask you now. Would you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections, less important, or about the same?
Less important.
And again, is somewhat or much less important?
What do you mean?
Is it the same question as the beginning of the survey, but
right.
I know the survey is designed like this. I need to do this question again. Sorry.
Oh, okay. But I said less important than previous elections.
Okay. And now can you please, for each of the sites or apps listed, can you please select yes if you have used it in the past 2 days, and no if you have not used it in the past 2 days. The first one
is what?
TikTok.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead. Is what?
Okay. And the first one is TikTok.
No.
Okay. And the next one is Twitter.
Yes.
Okay. And have you used Facebook in the past 2 days?
Yes.
Okay. And the next one is Instagram.
Yes.
Okay. And the last one is YouTube.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much for your answers. And now, can you please tell me what is the last year of the schooling that you have completed?
Some college, 2020.
Okay. And are you married, unmarried, living with partner? Single,
no,
care, divorce,
single.
Okay, thank you. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Okay, thank you so much. And how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Urban.
Okay, thank you. And aside from weddings and funerals, on average, how often do you say you attend church or religious services? Twice a week
None.
Or more? Never. Okay.
None.
Okay, thank you. Now, thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
None of the above.
Okay. And which of the following best describes your work situation? Employee, retire, or disabled? Unemployed? Student? Okay, thank you so much for your answers. And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation.
Thank you.
I really appreciate your time, your patience, and your help.
All right, you have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.